To start the gang.
And
oh my,
how Tiana does not understand
that they're trouble. Work. Yeah, yeah, I don't know why she's that way either. She just thinks she can handle everything by herself.
Like her sister, Pepper.
Yeah, Penelope. Yeah, she always had a security guard, whereas Tia never did, right? So I guess she feels like she has to do everything on her own and she'll be fine. I don't get why she just thinks she can just do whatever.
Yeah, like, take off. I'll be fine. Gets this gang to go pick up.
Gets stuck in an office with them while Doyle's doing all the bargaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not. Because she does it more than once.
Oh, yeah. So first, they're going to go pick up that piece of equipment because they're like, they hold it and then they make you pay to get your equipment.
Mm-hmm.
But they hauled her into an office and she was basically about to be assaulted when he busted through the door and was like, thanks, guys, and we're out. And like, he is so smart and savvy. Like, he understands the way of the island, right? And she's so clueless. Then she wants the boys back. One of the boys, I'm sorry, from the orphanage that gets mixed up with the gang. So she's like,
gonna take the money.
I'm gonna just take my money by myself and show up there, and then Doyle has to come in and rescue her there too. And yeah, I get a little frustrated with her because I'm like, what is your problem?
Yeah, like, I was frustrated. Like, she went to the bank. I'm like, didn't the banker ask her, like, what's this money for? And
yeah,
hey, that's really stupid. I'm not gonna give it to you.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of money that she just handed over.
Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode.
And we are back for another Friday book club discussion here on the Literary Escape podcast. And today we get to dive into book 3 of the Minnesota Kingston series, by Susan May Warren. I'm excited to jump in to talk about Doyle, but before that, I have a reading question for you. Are you ready, Jessica?
I guess.
We just love to pick on Jessica.
We do. What's the superior meet cute? Bumping into someone at a ball and dropping your dance card? Or, I knew that was going to get hurt.
I know.
Or accidentally grabbing the same book at a Christian bookstore.
Mm.
Or do you have a different meet cute that you like better?
I'm going with the ball one and dropping your dance card because I don't know. I think it might be weird if a guy at a Christian bookstore grabbed the same book as me because it might be like a love story. I don't know.
It could be a love story.
That's where I was going up in my mind with that one. So
we tend to like manly men.
Right. I mean, they could read our books, but
yeah,
maybe not.
Mine would probably be the book one.
Yours is the book one. Always okay. For her. She's the librarian.
Oh.
Which, by the way,
have you ever done that with the library? Grab the same book as someone?
No.
I'm liking this scenario. Jessica. We're gonna start sending now. Some
now I lost my thought totally. I had two thoughts.
I know.
And they went away because
sorry.
It's okay. One was a lot of the books we read, you make sure get put in the library, don't you?
Yeah. Which I just realized. Because Jamie was looking for books. I didn't buy the Gossamer Falls.
Oh.
But I ordered the third one. Because I'm like, oh, here, well, I'll grab these for you. And I'm like, I have the Cornered and the ones. So I'm going to have to order it. But a lot of them I usually get for the library if I'm able to. Yeah. So
I thought you did.
Mm-hmm.
So That's awesome for your, because you said you got like Lynn Shannon's books in and you had a lot of men wanting to read those.
Yes,
as
those,
well. They really enjoyed
those.
The
Triumph by Adversity.
Yeah.
Those went out like crazy. Couldn't keep them on there. So, mm-hmm. yeah. So I need to get books one and two because I thought I'd already had three.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But yeah, most of them you will find. So, yes.
Then your comment about, I don't think I would like it if they were picking up a romance book like me. Have you ever watched the movie Red? Kind of older. With Bruce Willis.
Mm-mm.
He is having a phone conversation with a girl that he likes, and she's talking about these romance books that she's reading, and they're like suspense adventure, you know, and she just thinks it would be so great to go on one of those adventures and fall in love, blah, blah, blah. So he'll read the books that she says she's reading. She's reading it like the way the scenes go. She's reading it, and she's like, oh, swooning, swooning, you know. And then it flips to him at his house, and he's got his glasses on, and he's very like, okay. Just so he can have something to talk to her about.
Yeah,
he reads the book. So that's what that made me think of. Okay, if I had a choice, though, I would go with the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I would love to be all dressed fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the ball. But also, it's like, oh, there's a little more chance of being romantic-y. Because
mm-hmm.
you could be dancing. And mm-hmm. like, if I just grabbed the same book as you, it might just be like a little like,
awkward.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then you may never see each other again. I don't know. So.
Okay.
Does anybody have a different meet cute that they would prefer over those two?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. All right, we are going to dive into book three, Doyle. There's Trouble in the North. When love and danger collide, paradise plays by its own rules. Tiana Pepper just wants to put her sad past behind her, and she'll do it by working a fundraiser and as a director of Hope House, a local orphanage on the beautiful island of Mariposa. If only her co-director wasn't an impulsive, out-of-bounds, depend-on-his-own-charm, annoying disaster rescuer. Thanks, but she can run this show on her own. Doyle Kingston is ready for a fresh start, too. He'll start by finding forever homes for these orphans, but Miss Bossy Pants thinks she's in charge of this island paradise. But they have to work together because their boss, billionaire Declan Stone, has invited his fancy friends to the island for a charity event. And of course, one of the donors is a treasure hunter who believes a pirate left a stash under Hope House. Doyle's not in for the wild goose chase, not when they have bigger problems, like the theft of their equipment by a local gang, then an earthquake rocks the island, kids go missing, and Tia and Doyle have no choice but to trust each other if they hope to save the children and other. This one was really good.
Mm-hmm.
This one, you figure out why Doyle didn't want to be in the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Tiana, I called her Tia earlier, and Tiana and Doyle have a very similar pain in their past.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they both lost their fiancés.
Mm-hmm.
One to murder.
Mm-hmm.
One to a car accident the day of the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And so Doyle then just kind of, I want to say hid. I don't know if you guys would agree with me, but he kind of just hid at his family's compound
mm-hmm.
and worked there for a while. But his heart has always been in mission trips and things like that. Like, because he set up the one missions trip where Jack and
Harper
kissed. So that's always where his heart's been. So Declan then offers this opportunity to run an orphanage mm-hmm. on the island for him. But then Tiana, she has always run events for her family, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their businesses and charity events and things like that. So Declan's like, I need both of you down there co-running this orphanage. We need to get funds in and blah, blah, blah. So now they're on this island together.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't want to tell the whole story. You ladies can share. What are some of your thoughts on both of them and like things that are happening?
Where do you want us to start?
Let's start with the gang.
Let's start with the gang.
And
oh my,
how Tiana does not understand
that they're trouble. Work. Yeah, yeah, I don't know why she's that way either. She just thinks she can handle everything by herself,
like her sister Pepper.
Yeah, but
Penelope.
Yeah, she always had a security guard, whereas Tia never did. Right, so I guess she feels like she has to do everything on her own, and she'll be fine. I don't get why she just thinks she can just do whatever.
Yeah, like take off. I'll be fine. Gets this gang to go pick up.
Gets stuck in an office with them while Doyle's doing all the bargaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not. Because she does it more than once.
Oh, yeah. So first, they're going to go pick up that piece of equipment because they're like, they hold it and then they make you pay to get your equipment.
Mm-hmm.
But they hauled her into an office, and she was basically about to be assaulted when he busted through the door and was like, thanks, guys, and we're out. And, like, he is so smart and savvy. Like, he understands the way of the island, right? And she's so clueless. Then she wants the boys back. One of the boys, I'm sorry, from the orphanage that gets mixed up with the gang. So she's like, I'm gonna just take up my money by myself and show up there, and then Doyle has to come in and rescue her there too. And yeah, I get a little frustrated with her because I'm like, what is your problem?
Yeah, like I was frustrated. Like she went to the bank. I'm like, didn't the banker ask her like, what's this money for? And hey, that's really stupid. I'm not gonna give it to you.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of money that she just handed over. Like, it was no big deal. And I'm like, that's not going to work.
No.
They're going to want more money.
They'll just keep coming back. Just like, well, she paid once. She'll pay again. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. That whole layer with the gang, I was actually very nervous every time there was an interaction with them in there. But Doyle is, like, so calm and, like, comes in and saves the day every time. Then you got this. The bigwigs come on to the island, and Austin comes to the island. And yeah, go ahead, Jessica, because you were telling me this when you were reading it.
Kind of how Doyle and the siblings all interact and everything, that Tiana, thought that Austin was Conrad's or Doyle's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, thinking, oh my gosh, no. That's his sister.
That's his sister.
But it is the first time she actually like acknowledges she might have feelings for him and made her a little jelly. So
But then Doyle's like watching Austin and Declan, and he's like, something going on there? You know? Turns into big brother mode. He is old. Is he older than no, he's younger than Austin, isn't he?
It's actually Jack, then Austin, and Steinbeck.
Then Conrad, Doyle, and Boo is their birth
order.
And
I think, because we didn't know where Conrad and Doyle went, but in Steinbeck's, I read in the beginning, and it just kind of listed it.
Yeah.
Kind of said something, and I finally, because I figured it was in the order that the books were.
That's what I thought.
No, and that's not.
That's not their birth order.
Gotcha.
Because somewhere in one of them, they were talking about the older sibling or younger, and I was like, oh,
because I thought the twins were younger, but...
No, they're the second oldest.
Okay.
Yeah. But I loved it because he was like, there's something going on with you and my sister. But then also, I think, didn't Steinbeck kind of question that too? Because Steinbeck's always with him, with Declan now. And so then, okay, so in his big donors that come, there is a guy that's really, he's going to donate, but he's really there. Like, can I please look at these artifacts in this area of where your orphanage is, because there's a tale about, you know, a treasure being here and whatnot. So then, of course, the kids are all into it. The kids end up down in these tunnels. And they can easily rescue them at that point, but then they do find a treasure. And so then that becomes a
Oh, yes.
Yeah, a big issue that they have to work through as well. But then there's also on another, I don't want to say another part of the island, but a little bit further. Or is it right next to the orphanage, do you think? The mountain with the cave?
I think it's close because it's close to the town, too.
Yeah, because it, when it shook, it knocked down parts of the town.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So there are caves there. Mm-hmm. They go in a couple times, but the when the earthquake hit, they had kids trapped in there from the orphanage. Mm-hmm. So they had to go in, figure that out. But then the gang people were in there as well.
That was a little scary.
Yeah.
Yes, that one was scary.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause,
and we were just trying to get the kids out. And don't they end up calling in, like, Boo and her team, rescue team to help?
Yes, her.
The search and rescue.
Yeah, the search and rescue team, to help with all of that. I mean, there's a lot of drama on this one. And then in the calmer moments, you're falling in love with these orphan kids because they're playing soccer together. You know, they're making food together. And, like, is Declan's group of friends there for, like, a week or something?
Something like,
I feel like they're there for a whole week. And Tia keeps putting on the elaborate events with the food, and, and the kids are happy to get the extra.
The kids are doing some performances, right? But then there's some that are, there's a couple that then decides they want to adopt the two boys. And then that's where the one boy ends up going with the gang because he's like, you can't take a, you know, he wasn't real hip on that idea. Do people even say that anymore?
we can say it.
If you find out the history of him and his brother, you kind of know why.
You understand. But and it takes a while for that. That adoption story will carry with through, I think, through the next book, right? And then maybe it wraps up there.
Up in Steinbeck's book, maybe?
Austin's book. I thought maybe it wrapped up in Austin's book.
I think it did.
Yeah.
At the very end of it.
Yeah. It's super sweet. You fall in love with the kids, but you also just fall in love with Doyle and Tiana as well as they're taking care of the kids. You know.
And Phoenix is in it too.
Okay. Let's talk about that secondary storyline because I think it comes back really strong in book three here. I feel like it was kind of low in Conrad. And now in Doyle, it's kicked back up. You've got Phoenix and Steinbeck. Tell me your thoughts on that.
Because Phoenix is trying to get into Declan's fortress, correct?
Because he has this, fortress.
Yeah,
vault.
Like, sounds like a castle, like basically, on this island.
And this vault's, like, way down.
Down, built into the island.
And
so she's trying to break in, whereas Steinbeck is security for Declan, so he just knows she's out there. Like, he's got this spidey sense or something. And
Spidey sense.
Spidey sense.
And some of the things that Phoenix gets herself into, I'm like, oh my gosh. Are you going to get out? Are you going to survive?
Yeah, but she's this trained spy.
Yeah. But just the, you know.
So this, whereas she's thinking Declan's this, I realize, like, bad guy. But Steinbeck's like, no, he's a good guy. But we learn in the next couple books what's really going on. But I feel like this. They see
We'll share that when we get to those books. Yeah. But yeah, right now you're like, you do question, could Declan be a bad guy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And then once, like, Steinbeck meets up with her, the past starts coming back.
Yeah, they rehash that initial meeting.
Yeah, you start going, oh, this is
it
how.
Is the same.
Because they get trapped together after the earthquake.
Yes. Which sounds so scary where they're at.
Oh, my word. I would not. How can they be in there and be calm? And, like, then the way they got out, they were, well, first of all, I'm not a water fan because I don't swim well and I don't want it touching my face. And I don't want to be in an area that, wasn't it filling with water?
Right.
So they had to swim out, but they had to swim through, like, dark cave tunnels. Till they found some light.
Because wasn't then, these...
Didn't they have to, like, haul themselves up?
Yeah,
climb
what
up?
It sounded like.
Yeah. And
luckily she had her bag.
Yeah, because like these tunnels were used for something else.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they find like old equipment too? Or was that Doyle when he was stuck in the
caves? That was Doyle when he was stuck in the caves. They found old mining equipment or something.
Yes.
Yeah, because Doyle and Tiana had to do this like, what do you call that? Zip line style thing. Remember
out
that?
Into the ocean. Yeah. Yes. Kind of float out. Yeah.
To get out of the cave.
All this, ocean stuff. I'm like,
because the crashing waves.
Yeah.
I like to tip my feet to touch. I don't want to be out in the ocean.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And they didn't know what was going on outside or anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then when they got out, they're like in bad territory.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting shot at.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to do something that I was like, don't faint while I read this part of the book.
Oh.
What is that called, Tiff? The, like when you put the straw in to relieve the blood pressure.
the chest. Was it the chest when she had to do it?
Yes.
It was, I think it was.
Thor.
A pneumothorax kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm already like, oh, just talking about it. I try to like skip over that stuff because I cannot handle it. I think it's painful. No.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say you were talking about when she had to take her pants off and walk through town. I don't know why.
Oh,
I that's why I thought she's like really old.
I don't remember
that. That to me would be worse than when they were in the ocean. She had to take off her pants
because it was pulling her down. It was pulling her down.
Tiana?
Yeah.
Yeah. And remember then there was like a doctor tent set up?
Uh-huh.
And she had to stay.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's embarrassing.
That's where I thought.
But it wouldn't make me faint.
See,
the blood and like, dealing with like wounds of any
kind. Walking through town would be worse for me.
Really? Well, you're a nurse, so that's. Like,
But it was actually Phoenix with Steinbeck, right? That was Phoenix with Steinbeck.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. The,
okay.
Phoenix, when they got out, remember when they were trapped under there, and when they finally made their way out, they came out into the territory where I think the gang was still there.
Well, that was the Russians.
No, Russians.
Oh, no, yeah, you're right. It was the Russians this time.
Russians get thrown into this thing.
Oh, yeah. Them darn Russians. They do come in. Them darn Russians. Well, come on. All right, now. Now that I got everybody laughing. I sound like an old woman. Darn Russians.
I'm getting confused on the...
Okay, we were talking about...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Steinbeck
and Phoenix.
When they got up out of
They're
trying to escape and they get shot at. And Steinbeck gets shot and she has to do that. What is it?
Like to relieve the pressure.
Yeah, that thoraxy thing or thumor, whatever.
Yeah, it's where you like shove a straw in there and I can't even see.
Where did she get the straw?
Like, fluttering already.
And you think, how dirty is all this stuff?
Right,
I don't know. It was something in her pack.
Yeah.
Something she had in her pack. But she had to do that to save him.
And then she puts him on like a four wheeler or something and shoots him off.
And disappears again.
Yeah. She gets him close enough and then she's out and leaves him. So then he wakes up in pain and. All that. I forgot about Tiana having to take
her pants
off and walk through town.
Because Doyle eventually takes his shirt off or something and kind of has her tied around
Wrap
her
it
waist.
Around her. Yeah.
But she wasn't feeling too good or something. So she ended up, and then he went back to help Declan and all them find the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the gang members were in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me so mad what they did to those.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But, you're right. I would be absolutely mortified if I was Tiana.
Yeah, sorry. That's where I thought you were.
But see, that doesn't make me pass out. Blood and injuries of any kind is what makes me go, oh.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be much.
Yeah.
Kids will come up and go, look at my scab, Mrs. Lesher. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, oh,
where's
great,
that
buddy.
Part didn't really stand out to me, I guess. That's where the pants.
Yeah. Whereas Tiff's like, quit being a big baby about it.
She saved him. She did good. I don't know.
That's too funny. Our former nurse told me, if it's ever really bad, you can handle it. I promise you'll be able to do it. Adrenaline will kick in. You'll be fine. I said, oh, I'm going to radio you. And I will be your second patient on the ground out there.
I think you would be surprised. Your adrenaline would kick in. It'll be afterwards, the crash.
Yeah.
and you're going to be a mess and maybe passed out. But the adrenaline, if it was life or death and you had to save that kid, you would. You wouldn't pass out with blood.
I certainly hope so. We didn't have a life or death situation, but we had a borderline situation this week with a lot of blood. And we got both, Mason and I got called. And when we got there, they're like, there's a lot of blood. This kid's nose had been bleeding for an hour, just constant. Could not get it to stop. And he never, nothing happened to make it bleed either. So that scared the nurse, you know. And,
yeah.
And as soon as they said, there's a lot of blood and all this, I said, I went, like that. And Mason goes, I've got it. And I said, I'll be out here. If you need, I'll make the calls. I'll do whatever needs to be done. Just don't make me go in there. I cannot do blood. It was. It's all good. Kid's good. It's all good. So anyways, yeah, there was just a lot of intense stuff in this one, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of intense.
And that just carries over.
Yeah. But you also really fall in love with Doyle and how he helps Tiana with her heartbreak. I mean, they both had the same thing happen to them. So.
Yeah. When they finally talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on this one? Because there was a lot that happened.
Mm-hmm.
On the words of wisdom part, just to, as a, like, I like how at the end, how bad things happen for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
It, you may not always understand it, but
yeah,
it's part of the plan. That just stuck with me.
And there's always something better coming down the line. I am always amazed when you kind of, if you ever, I don't know if anybody else does this, you just like take a step back and you think back on things and you can actually see where God like moved the pieces into place to make things happen. Good things happen. It hurt during the moving part, but in the end it ended up in a good place. Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. That was great words of wisdom in that one. Any other thoughts on Doyle and Tiana?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right, then. What would you give the mystery level for this book?
A latte.
Yeah, there were a lot of mysteries on that one, weren't there? I kind of got into the treasure hunting part, actually.
Yeah.
Is this a real island? I guess I was going to ask that.
I don't know.
I think it is.
What does it say it's out by?
Google it. I don't have my phone.
I guess I could have done that. I was just thinking that the whole time.
I can't remember.
Is this
where
a real island? It sounds so pretty.
It sounds
amazing.
What was the name of the island?
Mariposa. I'm not sure I'm saying that right. Mariposa. I'm sure I'm not saying it right. I still have trouble pronouncing some students' names on the announcements the right way. So I'm probably not saying that right. Tiff, we'll look that up.
There's a Mariposa Drive near us, near Lake Wawasee.
To be a real island somewhere.
That's what my island is.
Maybe it's not. I'm trying to think where they said it was, too.
It is not a widely recognized real-world geographical island. It is primarily known as a fictional setting for a young adult novel. There's a Mariposa in California.
Okay, then maybe it's not a real place. Thanks for Googling that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you remember
this comes up too? I don't know what that is.
I don't know. What about the suspense level?
Latte.
Latte.
Oh, yeah, it's a latte. How about the inspiration?
I'd say more espresso.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
There, but which he does come back to his dad. I feel like the dad always gives the good inspiration in all of the books. So
I agree.
They always end up back home with the dad.
Yep. What about the drama level?
Latte.
Oh, a latte? You want to shake Tiana so bad? Be like, girl, wake up. How about the romance level?
Espresso.
Espresso.
Yep. She's really good at that gentle, sweet romance. Mm-hmm. All right, what is your overall lasso rating?
Three
out of three lassos. We were all hooked and hogtied. All right. Well, thanks for tuning into our discussion of Doyle. And next week we will head into book four, which is Austin, which has a lot of great things to talk about. And as always, head on over to literaryescape.com and check out our book club. You can join our book club for just $7 a month.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.